Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Lost. L-O-S-T. Lost.
I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily.
Lost is this hour's code word. Text LOST to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 on our national contest. Message and data rates apply. LOST is this hour's code word. Text it to 72881.
Before I get to our text, and don't forget, we have the movie review in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I have to hurry through a couple things here. I just wanted to mention, you may have heard in the news that Natalie Corona, police officer in Davis, and I think she was a rookie, like brand new to the force. She was shot and died recently, and it looks like Dutch Bros Coffee in Davis and a few other locations are going to be donating a dollar from each cup of coffee sold from 6 a.m. until midnight today. Looks like, or any other drink sold.
Oh, boy. Doing a big fundraiser for her?
Will be donated to her memorial fund.
Mm.
So it's a nice thing. She was 22, a rookie officer fatally shot a week ago, responding to a traffic collision. I guess she frequented the Dutch Bros in Davis.
Oh.
And that's why they are trying to help out.
I mean, I want to say less than a week on the job. It was like crazy.
Yeah, 2 weeks on the job.
Unbelievable.
Weeks, right?
Dutch Bros is a coffee place that I know of from Oregon.
Oh, really?
And they've spread south.
Nice.
It's weird,
good
though, because they're little drive-through stands.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, so it's not a full shop?
Unless they've changed it.
Right.
They are coffee, like, drive-through.
Kiosks, right.
They're legit, but they're little drive-through stands.
Mm-hmm. Our friend, Shawnee Wani. He's always posting Dutch Brothers. I guess he's friends with the girls there, and he's always got these pretty girls from Dutch Brothers in his photos.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Please, please, please put up the Vinny You Light Up My Life clip so I can re-download it as my ringtone. You don't need that.
Sure, just do the
tweeting birds or something. You'll be fine.
Light up
my life.
Bryn. 415 says, would you please remind everyone that a flooded sign means extreme flooded. Don't go through.
Yeah, don't.
Not how fast can I drive through the water?
I'd like to make a rooster tail.
Driving into a flooded area sends waves of water into the surrounding homes.
Oh.
Think of the people who are living there.
Stop it already.
Right. Jeez, take it easy.
Well, she obviously lives in a surrounding home.
Why can't Californians drive in the rain, asks 410.
We don't do it enough
or something.
It's just one of the mysteries of the world, because it is true.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, look it up. See if there's a succinct answer.
925 would like to help me out. Discovery Bay, doofus.
Yeah, you doofus.
Oh, that's what you were trying to say?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Bodega Bay, I don't know. I had a few guesses
in there. He points to the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Right. You
there,
know,
over there.
That's Discovery Bay, Vinny. All right. Take it easy. Sheesh. The family low income line in the Bay Area is $117,000.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it
oh
is.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
650 says, if I didn't have kids, I'd be rich.
What do they call them? Dinks? Dual income, no kids?
Oh. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. You used to be that.
Yeah. Oh, we were going to be so filthy rich if we just stopped buying stuff. Like, we could have been really done very well.
Mm. Now you have kids. You have tuition right around the corner. You think it's never going to get to you, but it does.
The Harlem Globetrotters were in Santa Rosa last night, but the power went out.
Oh, no. They were so red hot, they lit the place up.
Mm. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. Yeah, the power grid. You're reminded how much we need PG&E.
408 says, you know how we know today is going to be a good day?
How?
We got Sarah's jacket off. Do you have your jacket off for a bit today?
I did.
All right. You know,
ever since I've had this cold, I've had a hard time like temperature regulating. I'll get really hot. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sweating to death. And then I'm like freezing to death. I'm going to put it back on.
People love the game.
Oh, I loved the game, too. That was really fun. We did a thing with, is it Edgar Allan? Is it a line from an Edgar Allan Poe poem, or is it a line from an emo band? And it was hard. It was hard.
But I was victorious.
Barely. But you did get 5 out of 8, which is all you needed to get.
Right.
You got $5 off of me.
510 says, you guys are on fire. I'm laughing so hard right now.
Good. Great. That's the goal, right?
Yes.
It's time. Oh, yeah.
The KO. Hey, take this chair, Marcus.
Ooh, man. Oh, yeah.
Bala, bala.
Tickety-dee. And she got moolah, moolah coming to you.
Wow.
It's gonna do you, gonna do
you. Know what's funny? I've actually had people walk to the, come into the club playing that song.
So great.
Have you made any actual money off of that from iTunes?
No, I've made a few bucks. I'm not gonna lie.
The club being the punchline.
Yeah.
Where you're now the showrunner.
Yeah.
Marcus Osborne, everybody. The KO Movie Review team in full force.
Thank you so much. All right, everyone. Let's get into it. This is, you know, not a theatrical release film, but it is a documentary. It's something you can see on Lifetime. It's a documentary called Surviving R. Kelly. So this is a 6-part documentary about R. Kelly, who he is, how he came up in the music industry, but the documentary mainly focuses on R. Kelly as a sexual predator. It details sexual abuse allegations, many of them with minors. So Marcus, R. Kelly broke into the music industry roughly in 1990. He got his first Grammy nomination in 1995. You know R. Kelly in the sense that you know his music, you followed his career. When did you and your community of friends first start hearing the whispers of R. Kelly as a sexual predator for underage girls?
Actually, nobody really, there weren't any rumors until the first story about Aaliyah broke out. As a matter of fact, I was working at a radio station in Stockton.
Hot.
90, it was awful.
Which
awful.
One, like K-Win or something?
It was KSTN. owned by an old man named Knox LaRue, who was the biggest racist in the history of radio.
And that's
saying something.
Yay! Racism.
Ooh, he was awful. It was just an awful old guy. And he owned a bunch of property out there, including a few radio stations. Knox LaRue.
Knox LaRue.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah. He's dead now. He died like 10 years ago.
All right. Knox LaRue.
But anyway, to answer your question, yeah, it was around that time I was doing a night show there, and we would get the reports, the entertainment reports, and there was a story about R. Kelly marrying Aaliyah. And the first thing I thought was, oh, isn't she
15?
15? But I was thinking, well, maybe it's one of those things where they lie about the age to, you know, do some promotional stuff.
Oh, they lied about the age.
Yeah. Did they ever? So that was the first time. So that was like 93.
Oh, was that 93? No, that was 2003.
No, man. It was 93.
No, she died in like
2001. Oh, yeah, it was 93.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew.
Yeah,
you knew
well, that was
while.
When, but I mean, after that, everybody knew. Everybody right. knew R. Kelly. But we... In hindsight, it was pretty stupid for everybody to kind of overlook it because, I mean, it kind of, this whole thing kind of bore out to be, wow, this guy is a predator. But it's so easy to go, well, it was just that one time. I don't know. Maybe she was, I don't know, wise beyond the years. I don't know. But it was just that one thing and everybody kind of blew it off. It's not like it's never happened in music before.
Well, that's what comes up in the documentary. They mention Elvis and yep. Jerry Lee and everyone. And I was thinking it as I was watching it.
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
And so you do go, sometimes the heart wants what it wants. Yeah. Isn't that the saying, Sarah? But in this case, he's got a history of being... That's why they keep using the word predator.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a one-time love affair with a person...
Let's go around the horn. We're going to start with Bryn, then Sarah, then Vinny, then Yuzette, then Marcus. We've all watched this. We may not have watched all six, but we've watched most of them. What was one specific thing or moment that stuck out to you that really shocked you in this documentary?
The specific thing for me was, it's terrible, the whole thing, but... the escape part, and I mentioned this yesterday, wasn't really escaping. They weren't really physically detained, it seemed. Mm. It was like more like mentally. So they're like, oh, I had to gather my strength and make the hardest decisions of my life and pack my bags and leave.
That's the power of the abuser, though, right?
Right.
And they say an average of seven times they try to leave this abuser before they actually totally... Wow. Like Bryn said, escape.
Yep. How about you, Vinny?
Well, I mentioned it earlier that the wife, as she's discussing a lot of the stuff that she's finally starting to see clearly, she realizes and she says into the camera, this person cannot read or write, the one we're talking about, R. Kelly. He could not have done this by himself. He's got plane tickets and hotels, and this whole thing is being orchestrated by someone, and it's not him.
Right.
He can't do it without someone helping him. He can't read.
And so these people 100% knew what he was up to.
We're in on it.
And just went along with it. Keep their gig.
How about, was there anything for you, Sarah?
You know, I only watched the first two of them, and I will say that the Aaliyah stuff, I did feel as I looked at the pictures they were putting up, she looked scared in some of them, frankly. And I wondered if... this marriage was her free will. Like, how much coercion was going on at that time? Because this was sort of the beginning of his career of coercion. And I just wondered, like, you know, how much pressure was there on her? Was he mentally tweaking her as well?
I'm sure he was. I mean,
right.
He was R. Kelly at the time, and she's just this 14, 15-year-old girl who wants a career in music, and this guy is one of the biggest stars in the world at the time. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to manipulate young people that way.
Right.
Was there anything for you, Yuzette?
I watched all six, and I felt horrible for everyone involved, but the parents, what they had to go through
trying to rescue
their daughters.
Yeah.
And it's just heartbreaking not being able to see your children and trying to help them, but... the child is
pushing him back
and
it's brainwashed.
I mean, it's some real stuff.
So for me, it was the reason I couldn't get through it is because every time the interviewer was asking the girls who they were interviewing, you know, can you describe some of the physical abuse or the mental abuse or the sexual abuse? They all just broke down and started crying.
They
couldn't do it. And I'm like, I can't keep watching this. Oh, like it was in every episode.
Yep.
Some girl would break down, and so after
she goes, after I try not to think about it, and right then you can see that she's thinking about it, and tears just start pulsing out of her eyeballs.
Excuse me, can I have a break? Can I have a minute?
Right.
After five episodes of that, I'm like, I'm out. That's like, it's
like
too
what
much.
The hell was he doing to
right.
that?
What about the one woman who goes back to the house in which she was abused? She couldn't even go in the bedroom where she was locked up in and went into that one room that she called the black room because that's where all the dehumanizing stuff went on. She couldn't even... She started crying. She had to get out of the house.
So let's talk about the documentary as a piece of filmmaking. What'd you think, Marcus? Was it well shot? Was it compelling? Did they have... like? I noticed we had a lot of interviews, but we didn't have that much actual footage of R. Kelly. I wanted more... of him.
I don't think that's really necessary, to be completely honest with you. It's not really completely about R. Kelly. It's these women's stories. It's about them, and I think the focus should be on them and their stories as opposed to, you know, extra footage B-roll of R. Kelly. I mean, what is he going to say? That you're not going to expect him?
More
He's
going to
say, I haven't done it. I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, what are you going to get out of that interview? Nothing. And then you saw all the other interviews that he'd done in the past with Trey asking him, do you like teenage girls? Or underage girls.
What do you mean by underage?
What do you mean, underage? Like, you know, women who are underage.
That was a heavy moment, for sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I was really surprised by is that the stuff that he did, unfortunately, doesn't shock me, but I was kind of surprised at the level at which black women were so on his side during that court case back in the mid-2000s. That blew me away.
And he got with one of the ones that was,
going
for him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Marcus, I have a hard time separating the art from the artist. How do you feel about that?
So,
let me ask the question because I actually have it here. So as a result of the
you
wrote that down like 2 days ago.
Stay in your lane, yo.
So as a result of the documentary, there's been a twofold increase in streams of R. Kelly's music.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on R. Kelly's music today? Should every station stop playing it? If you play it, does it mean you're supporting R. Kelly, or does it just mean you like the music?
If you play it, yes, it means you're supporting R. Kelly. If you play it on radio, if you play it in jukeboxes, you're supporting R. Kelly because he gets paid every time it's played. As far as separating the art from the artist, it used to be an easier thing for me to do, but I find that as I get older, increasingly, I find myself pulling away from artists who... Michael Jackson. I haven't listened to Michael Jackson in a long time. I was telling you this earlier, Hooman. It's ironic that one of the biggest hits of Michael Jackson's career was written and produced by R. Kelly. You Are Not Alone.
Vinny had a question?
Yeah. 510 has texted in, Hooman, can you ask Marcus what he thinks about the African-American culture still supporting R. Kelly?
Marcus, what do you think of the... African-American
Speak
culture.
Speak for all the African-Americans.
Still supporting Robert Kelly.
Listen, man, why didn't anybody ever ask white folks why they continue to support Steven Tyler and Elvis Presley? I don't get that question.
Oh, what's Steven Tyler do? Is this that thing you were talking about yesterday?
That 14-year-old,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we didn't know about that.
Interesting.
I chose not to know about that.
Interesting.
I started to read about it yesterday, but I really didn't get the whole story.
I guess my point is that, you know, everybody, this is not just a black thing, everybody, it's all about the artist, the musician, or it's a politician, or it's a sports figure. Whoever is rich and famous is always going to get the benefit of the doubt, and folks who support them are always going to go, they want to bring them down, whoever they are. It's always they want to bring them down. And you hear this with R. Kelly all the time. You hear it with O.J. Simpson and any other celebrity, or, you know, Donald Trump. People are always going, they just want to get him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just a horrible human being. And people just need to wise up and go, you know, we need to separate ourselves from this person.
So, Marcus, now that this film is out and everyone is outraged, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
Will there be any justice? Or will this guy keep living a pimping lifestyle with no consequences?
That's an interesting question because I'm not sure that there can ever truly be justice in this case. I mean, this guy has ruined so many lives. I can't see how there could be any real justice. Even if he goes to jail at this point. I mean, maybe you're saving other people from in the future. Right. But as I said to you last week, I think this guy, and after you've watched it, I think you probably feel the same way. If he hadn't become a music superstar, very good chance he would have been a serial rapist or a serial killer. Mm. Very good chance.
Well, he's twisted.
He is.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This documentary depressed me. It depressed me so much I couldn't even finish it. So
you should. You got to watch that last episode, man.
Yeah.
That last episode, I mean...
What happens? Just
you'll
tell
see
me.
It.
Just tell me off the air.
I won't.
Anyway, if you know R. Kelly, you've listened to his music, I'd say it's worth watching. If you don't know who R. Kelly is, I feel like you can skip.
You're crazy.
I'm going to give it 3¾ Persian rugs.
I don't know what crack you're smoking. But you need a refund, buddy. This thing is amazing. It is. I'm not worried about that. This could have been done in like a home video camera. This is still so intriguing and engaging. You cannot take your eyes off this thing. Everybody should see it. Sarah, I agree. Everyone should see it. Period. I'm going to give it 5 Aussies.
Oh, perfect score.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to give it a score?
I'll say that I grew up listening to his music. Mm-hmm. And just as far as like, 2 weeks ago, I was still down to play some of his stuff because we're talking about it. And after watching this, I'm not willing to do that anymore. I don't want to play it or have anything to do with his music anymore. Mm-hmm. So
you know what I did, Bryn? The day after I watched that documentary for the second time, I watched it twice. The whole thing. I went into my office. I played all the R. Kelly that I liked. And then, that's it. I'll never listen to any of that stuff ever again.
Wow.
Never again.
That's heavy.
I'm done. It's a wrap. Mm.
So I don't want to give it a rating. I thought it was excellent. And very informative.
Yeah. The style of it was very sort of modern TV documentary style. And I actually did like some of the camera work. Mm-hmm. The content of it is incredibly disturbing. I also am not going to rate it. I've only seen two episodes of it, but I'm definitely going to continue to watch it. And it's just awful.
It's everyone hard to get through.
It is.
It's a tough watch.
Next week, everyone, Marcus is back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be Marcus reviewing Matthew.
In heavy rotation.
Yeah,
heavy
a rotation. Lot of texts are coming in that they just love you, Marcus.
We're going to review Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane in Serenity.
Oh. And then are you going to do a Stan and Ollie thing here?
No, it's all right.
All right, great. Well, you guys did a wonderful job on today's review.
Yay, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday Eve.
Yeah. We didn't play that all. I know, Friday Junior. Not like that. Take a little taste of Friday. Mm-hmm. Be careful out there. This should be the last day of the heavy rain and the storm. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, Friday and Saturday are going to be nice days. You'll see the sun.
Oh,
right.
That's good.
It should be lovely.
And then one last douse Sunday.
And then some clear.
We're clear. Looks like into next week.
Hmm. Good. That'll be great. So, everyone, please drive carefully. You guys drive carefully on
your
way home.
Put your lights on.
We are going to go do a secret show. Marcus Osborne will be joining us for that. So
right.
We'll do one of those, our weekly podcast. You can find it at RadioAlice.com.
Something weird's going to happen.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You cannot believe what happened in the office.
As you guys talked about this morning, the three of you are going in a circle, and I know you and usually can sort of decipher. For I'm like, I don't know what any of you are saying.
You're gonna
be downplayed.
You are gonna like it.
She's gonna way downplay. I'll do the quote.
Okay.
If she won't
do
it,
I'll
do it. You don't remember anything.
I'll ask the question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wrote down the question I asked.
This isn't helping. So we'll all tune in to the podcast to find out what the heck they were talking.
Yeah, The secret show is not for prudes. It's 18 and up, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.